points to 10,415. The S&P was up 5, and the Nasdaq surged 7 points. Most Asian stock markets gained Friday. Japan's Nikkei was up 1.6, while Hong Kong's Hang Seng Index rose 0.4. For the latest news and analysis, log on to IRNUSANews.com.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Tax problems, IRS notices, credit card debt? Get professional help from local attorney Chelsea Victor at 303-702-0591. The Law Office of Chelsea Victor provides affordable, compassionate, and professional representation. Call today for a free initial consultation. The Law Office of Chelsea Victor, redefining legal representation one client at a time. That's 303-702-0591, 303-702-0591.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning, Joel Skousen, with a great message. Good morning, Joel. Thanks so very much for being with us again.
Good morning, Stan. It's always good to be with you. Today,
are you going to bring us up to date on what's going on financially? I thought your presentation yesterday was great.
Well, thank you. This is the main topic of today's World Affairs Brief. Obama's tax plan reacts to sagging poll numbers and sagging economic numbers. The Obama administration's in full panic mode, trying to find ways to appear as if they're doing something to boost the sagging economy. And it is sagging badly. All the numbers in the real economy are moving in a flat or downward direction. Even worse for Obama, of course, is the public outrage over the massive increase in requirement for 1099 forms that everyone will have to file on payments to any individual in excess of $600. A lot of people don't realize that that involves collecting someone's Social Security number. And you can imagine, anytime you go to buy something, through Craigslist or classified ads over $600, and you've got to ask for their Social Security number, I don't think so. Unless that goes away, nothing Obama does will pacify the anger. This week, the president rolled out a token business tax cut plan in hopes that voters will see him as doing something, anything to counter the growing blame the public is laying on the Democrats for making the economy and the tax burden worse, much worse, than under the Bush years. But, you know, in reality, the vaunted new tax break allowing businesses to deduct 100% of qualified capital investments and research and development costs is only necessary because the current accelerated depreciation deduction was not renewed by the Democrats at the end of 2009. So, in essence, they're trying to remedy their own problem of refusing to, allow this accelerated depreciation, which essentially allowed people to deduct 100% of certain capital investments. However, the chief economist at the National Federation of Independent Businesses, William Dunkelberg, complained that if you give a small business guy $20,000, he'll say, "I could buy a new delivery truck, but then I'd have nobody to deliver to." In other words, as one CEO, Fred Pierce, said, at the end of the day, we don't need more equipment right now. We need more customers. And it's true. You know, you can only justify these write-offs if you have excess profits that need to be written down on your taxes. Of course, Republicans are writing this Democratic liability for all it's worth. House Republican leader John Boehner on Wednesday proposed a two-year freeze on all tax rates and a cut in government spending to the level of 2008. That's the level before a deep recession took hold of the economy. But I think that that is, of course, way too high. That's typical of the Bush spending, and that was just double what it was during much of the Clinton administration. Well, the Fed's also in panic mode. In its most recent speech, Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke pledged to do whatever it takes to keep the economy afloat. He recommended to Japan, for example, that it buys its own debt, just as the Fed is doing in the USA. And all this caused financial analyst Mike Whitney to exclaim, "Yikes, this is monetization writ large." Anybody who thought Bernanke lacked cojones should read this message. "The Fed chair is prepared to launch the most radical intervention in history," Whitney said. "Monetary shock and awe. But will the bewhiskered professor be able to persuade Congress to follow his lead?" Well, I say yes. Sadly, Congress doesn't have the courage to resist anything that's labeled as a sky is falling type of crisis any more than it did during the Bush administration. Comments, Stan?
No, I'm just enjoying. I agree with everything you're saying. I think the Obama administration really wants to try to give the American people the idea they're doing something. Certainly, I think they've had something like 8 programs to help the people who are losing their homes, and none of them have worked, and they're going to come up with a new program. And I don't believe any of them are designed to work. I believe that they're trying to give the idea that they're trying to work. We're trying to do something. We're trying to save the economy. We're trying to help the American people. I don't think that they could really come out and say this whole program is designed to fail, because then people would be a little upset. And they'd be upset if they understood that we're intentionally sending our jobs overseas to our factories. They're sending American manufacturing overseas. It's part of a large plan. But they can't tell the American people 8 million jobs have gone and they're never coming back, and a lot more are going to go and they're not coming back, and we've transferred our steel industry predominantly and our automotive industry and our textile industry and our electronic industry overseas, and a lot more are going.
That's right, and that's part of the reason I've listed in today's World Affairs Brief some of the top reasons the economy won't recover soon. Now, I am not one of those predicting a collapse. I think the Fed has a lot more ammunition in terms of inflation than it can do. But nevertheless, this is an illusion that we're going to be coming up very much soon. Here are some of the reasons. One, a jobless recovery in the U.S. is not a true recovery. I mean, you can bail out the largest and most mismanaged companies like General Motors and the big banks, change the rules to allow the banks to forego reporting their mistakes. You can make national economic statistics look better by manipulation, as they do with the CPI. But that doesn't change the reality. Millions of people are out of work, and since the crash, over 6 million more in the U.S. alone are unable to find jobs. And boy, that's true, especially in the construction industry. Except for where the Obama administration is pouring in government funds for road building, there really isn't much construction work going on. I mean, these stimulus packages do work in the short term, but they are not a recovery, because simply they're creating money out of nothing to jumpstart its supply, and as soon as that money is gone, the economy goes back down to where it was before. Number two, nor does it make any sense, any less alarming, that the rate of bank failures is well ahead of last year's, with 86 shuttered actually as of mid-June. It's over 110 already. Nor does it have the slightest effect on the myriad of other harsh realities that politicians as a group are unable or unwilling to face. And as I'll cover a little bit later in the brief when we talk about the real solutions, it's no wonder that politicians are unable to face them. Real solutions would be very painful. Well, another point is the EU's massive rescue package has not and will not avert trouble in the eurozone. To the contrary, the situation continues to deteriorate, pressuring the euro ever lower and taking it to levels not seen since early 2006. This is good for Americans wishing to travel abroad. Even London is more reasonable today than it has been for the past 20 years.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment with Joel Skousen here at the American Freedom Network.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cederstrup. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cederstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making your way, the only way they know how.
Always making, building. Manufacturing means jobs. Making things puts our people to work. Manufacturing and small businesses have been the source of our economic strength for over a century. They are the backbone of the American workforce, the engine of Main Street enterprises. They are the anchors of our communities. Now, Congress is pushing higher energy taxes. Our manufacturing strength and countless high-paying jobs could be lost. The last thing Congress should do is increase the cost of living and doing business in America. We need more jobs, not higher energy taxes. Call Senator Michael Bennet toll-free at 1-888-232-1158. That's 1-888-232-1158. And tell him to support Colorado manufacturing by saying yes to jobs and no to higher energy taxes. Paid for by National Association of Manufacturers, which is responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. www.nam.org.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest Joel Skousen, we're talking about the deteriorating economic situation in the United States and throughout the world. Go right ahead.
Well, in today's global economy, what's bad for Europe is bad for Asia and the U.S. All the economies are very much interrelated, especially in terms of shipping, export, and import. For example, it's good for when the euro falls for Americans because the European goods are cheaper and travel to Europe is cheaper, but it makes our products more expensive for Europeans, and so it hurts exports. But that's the tension that's always occurred within the flow up and down of fiat currencies. The Baltic Dry Index, a barometer of international trade, this is essentially the rate at which ships are being assigned to travel between overseas and ship goods. It's really a good barometer, perhaps the best barometer of international trade, and it's rising, slightly for a period of time, and now it's proved to be going down again, falling sharply. Just as Greece exposed the extent of Europe's problems with the PIGS country, PIGS is an acronym for Portugal, Italy, Ireland, Greece, and Spain, five troubled countries in Europe with massive debt overload. He talks about California seems poised to upset the whole U.S. apple cart if it doesn't get bailed out. It would be hard to maintain the illusion of recovery if California goes under and needs another bailout. You know, all of these states in the Union that have had major problems have had direct bailouts before, and it isn't helping. California is still underwater, and so are Illinois, New Jersey, and 43 other states. Utah is one of the few. Idaho is one of the few that still is in the black, and they know how to make cuts to make sure that it stays solvent. From Obama's attempted ban on drilling for oil in the Gulf of Mexico to the new financial regulatory scheme passed by Congress this year, not to mention Obamacare. It is clear that U.S. has entered a new era of very big government. Big government, big debt, big deficits, big military, and surely soon, big taxes. One does not have to be an anarcho-libertarian to see this as a big problem, delivering huge negative consequences to the economy. So as you correctly pointed out, Dr. Stan, I mean, these people are not giving any real solutions whatsoever. None of these core fundamental problems are being addressed. I mean, the real estate market is still an unfolding disaster. Many sales of new homes fell by 30%, and dropped another 2.6% in June. Housing starts are similarly down. You know, it was up a little bit when they were giving that 8% federal tax credit. It was inducing people who still had money to buy homes. But when that dried up, so did the housing sales. And nearly 40% of all Florida borrowers owe more than 150% value of their home. And any commercial real estate debacle, you know, is starting to fall, and it has yet to get, I mean, it is getting worse, especially this wintertime. There's an awful lot of vacancies, and there's no hope for strip malls and others and small office buildings of filling those vacancies. Vacancy rates on tall high-rise commercial buildings are the highest that they've been in many, many years. Brent Ahrens also has another list of problems in the economy. He says the stock market's already too expensive. Stocks are running about 20 times earnings. That's well above the average, which historically has been around 16. And that price-to-earnings ratio has been a powerful predictor of long-term returns, which means that the stock market will always tend to go downwards. It's being propped up, I believe, by a strategic manipulation by the federal government and its insider connection with such banks as Goldman Sachs, who have a tap on the Fed at 0% interest rate, allowing them to manipulate and speculate in various aspects of the market, the hedge funds, derivatives, and other things. The Fed is also getting nervous. This week it warned that the economy had weakened and unveiled its latest weapon in the war against deflation, using the proceeds from the sale of mortgages to buy Treasury bonds. That should drive down long-term interest rates. Great news for mortgage buyers, but hardly anyone wants to hear when the Dow Jones Industrial Average is already north of 10,000. Eventually, of course, we'll have a problem of paying the debt. As you have these debt-buying schemes, it's pure monetization when the Fed buys Treasury bonds. And when the Treasury, you know, sells mortgages to buy, they're buying their own bonds, essentially. It's just pure 100% inflation. Now this is going directly into the speculative economy, not hitting the real economy, and that's why prices are not rising accordingly, but they will eventually. It's also disconcerting that too many people are bullish, and I think this is a reflection of two things. One, active money managers keep going on television and saying they expect the market to be rising, and they have this optimistic view, and that they're trying basically to get the little guy to get back into the markets. But frankly, when you look at the numbers of who's in the markets, it's only the big players. Very few small people are in the stock markets anymore. So it's essentially a rigged game. Of course, all of these stock market advisors have a vested interest in talking up the markets. But deflation is really already here to a certain extent. Consumer prices have fallen for 3 months in a row. Actually, some have risen and others have deflated, so on average they're falling a little bit, but that's only based upon the manipulated data for the Bureau of Labor Statistics. In real terms, however, it looks like wage earners are earning 0.7% less in terms per hour than they did a year ago, and that's because prices, in fact, are rising and wages are not. But people also stand owe way too much money. Households, corporations, state and local governments, and, of course, Uncle Sam. There's a tremendous amount of debt out there, and that debt has not been liquidated nearly as much as it needs to be. For example, the financial sector debt is 10 years ago was $18 trillion, and now it's $35 trillion. And that doesn't count the $50 trillion in off-the-books federal obligations. So debt is just rampant within our economy. But the only thing that keeps the dollar from falling off the roof is that most of the other countries, especially in Europe, are the same way. The jobs picture, of course, is much worse than what they're telling us. Forget the official employment rate of 9.5%. Only 66.9 or 67% of men today have employment. Now, you can count, you know, some retirees in there, but that really looks like there's unemployment. And retirees only represent about 10% of the American people, and that means that there's 20% essentially that are underemployed or unemployed. Back in the 50s, incidentally, the figure of men employed was 85%. Well, housing remains a disaster. Foreclosures rose again last month. Banks took over another 93,000 homes in July. That's a rise at 9% from June and just shy of May's record. We're heading for a million foreclosures this year, Stan. And, of course, there's a ripple effect. When you have all these foreclosures, it means that existing homes cannot sell when everyone keeps looking for a foreclosure deal. And then there's the timing aspect. It always seems that stock market problems happen in September and October. I think 2008, the big October crash of 1987, 1929, of course, was an October crash. There's a September-October effect. I think it's kind of self-reinforcing psychology. The powers that be start these crashes by pulling out the funding. And, you know, there's a lot of sheeple in the markets, and they follow along and get panicky. And we're also looking at gridlock in Washington. Election season's begun, and the Democrats are expected to lose seats in both the House. The bookmakers in Dublin, Ireland, who run InTrade, they make book on anything, including political chances for success. And GOP have a 62% chance of taking the control of the House. I think it's probably a little higher than that, actually, though not in the Senate. The way that the powers that be usually manage this thing politically is that when the Republicans come back into power, they never let them have all the power. It's usually split power where the president can veto and stymie anything they do. And thus, guess what? The Republicans have an excuse for saying, well, we tried, but we couldn't change these things. And so we'll be stuck with Obamacare because Obama's going to be sitting there waiting to veto anything that the Republicans, if they try to take out the 1099 tax form, he might veto it. I don't think so, actually. It's so unpopular, he would really get blamed if he vetoed that. But anyway, there's certainly not going to be any bipartisan agreements on anything of substance in the near future. Well, you know, it's a little wonder, Stan, that NBC News and Wall Street Journal polls released on Wednesday said that almost two-thirds of Americans believe the economy will be worse before it gets better. That's up from 53% who felt that way in January. Nearly 6 out of 10 in the survey said the country's headed in the wrong direction. Ms. Shedlock quotes other polls saying that 65% fear a double-dip recession, 71% say the U.S. is fundamentally broke, 32% expect to reduce spending. That doesn't speak well for consuming. But actually, you know, that's the way it should be. Getting used to slower growth and spending without debt is how this economy should recover in a long-term true recovery. But people are not willing to do that, it seems. And so we turn now to Doug Casey's work, going out on a limb and saying, all right, this is what you'd really have to do to turn around this economy. Of course, we're dealing with a lot of Keynesians in government. Almost all the economists, including Paul Krugman, that get on television every day are Keynesians. They would take great umbrage, Doug Casey says, at the idea that the government is left with no viable options at this point. The solution is clear to them: more inflation, more fiat money, more stimulus. And this time around, no skimping. They intend to not throw just a paltry $800 billion at the economy, but rather $2 or $3 trillion, which is going to have significant inflationary consequences later, especially if they inject that right into the economy. As we talked about in last week's brief, a lot of people are talking of hyperinflation, but in fact, with a base of dollars out there of $200 trillion, even $3 trillion, not a high percentage, and certainly is a far cry away from the 50% to 100% inflation per year, you've got to get to hyperinflation. Hyperinflation is where you have a panic set in with the people where they want to dump their dollars as soon as they get their paychecks, and they go out and convert it to commodities, and that's why commodities rise exponentially. And that will happen and continue to happen only if government has a quick way of injecting money directly into the pockets of people, because normally the markets will not respond with pay raises quick enough, and you'll actually have a downward pull on prices if they rise that fast without a commensurate injection of major amounts of money into the consuming economy. Well, the only real solutions available to the country are certain to result in financial carnage and social upheaval on an extraordinary scale. Here's what Doug Casey suggests. First of all, the dollar debt has to be renegotiated with China, Japan, and other in debtor countries. He says, we're sorry, but we're bankrupt. There's no other choice. And as I've said in the World Affairs Brief, I think the United States intends to renege on the debt eventually when they go to war in World War III. And so a forced renegotiation, such as Argentina did when it defaulted on its debt, is something that, even though I can't recommend in principle, is going to be much less painful than what the powers that be will give us when they take us to war. Second, Casey says, let any banks that are going to fail, fail. Sorry to the shareholders and bondholders, and which includes now us, the taxpayers, but we made a bad bet. And if your bank accounts are not covered by the FDIC, you are out of luck, too. Given that the FDIC is broke, he says, we're not even sure about the money that you thought was covered. Well, as I say, the powers that be have the ability to continue to print to pay the Social Security IOUs and the FDIC IOUs that are out there. But the government really doesn't have any money other than the tax revenues they take in, and half of those are stolen from the Social Security fund. So it's a matter of continuing to go into debt. I've estimated that around 2022, our income at the present level of growth or debt level of growth will start to consume almost all of the taxable income.
Hold that thought. We'll be back here in just a moment with Joel Skousen.
There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6 through 9.
We're talking today with Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb. Tom, what makes The Green Herb different?
First is our health analysis. I know of no other company that will take the time necessary to suggest an in-depth herbal program especially for you, and we do it at no charge or obligation. Also, we manufacture all of our products right in the Wheat Ridge facility. This way we can assure you that you're getting the highest quality products available. Last is our guarantee. If you don't think our products are the finest, most potent herbal products available, just return the bottle and we'll exchange it or refund your purchase price. We can do the analysis at The Green Herb, over the phone, or online at www.thegreenherb.com. Call today and set an appointment for your free health profile at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or come by our store on the north side of I-70 Frontage Road, 1 mile west of Kipling.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
For the finest in home security, you want Fine Line Security, a family-owned business. They install, service, and repair any CCTV system, including DVRs. Free estimates are available. Free security evaluations, including existing systems, emergency repairs, and loaner equipment. Call Scott at 303-550-8202. They also have lease options available for CCTV security. Always professional, neat, and excellent workmanship. Home automation wireless solution for doors and driveways also available. 303-550-8202. Fine Line Security.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest is Joel Skousen. And Joel, before we go on, I'd like you to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you and get perhaps a subscription to the World Affairs Brief, which every week comes out with vitally important information that people are going to need if they're going to hope to survive in the very difficult times that lie ahead. Go ahead.
Well, that is one of my purposes in putting out the World Affairs Brief. Not only do I chronicle what the powers that be are doing to us under the table, putting in essential pieces of news that are carefully omitted from television and government issued statements, but I also intend my newsletter to be an early warning newsletter for future war and problems that are surely going to come upon us someday. Those things, too, those greatest dangers are not the petty terrorism that occurs that we even foment around the world, but the great threat of war that our government is setting us up for in the long term. We're very similar to being in 1937 or so, in those areas prior to World War II, when people were still in denial that Hitler was rearming. Russia certainly rearming, and I have a lot of things on my website, worldaffairsbrief.com, that cover these threats, called strategic threats for the coming decade. I encourage people to read that on my website. Also, if people would like a free sample of the World Affairs Brief, they can email me at editor@worldaffairsbrief.com. But they can find a lot on the website, including a rundown of the best of the conventional stories, which are my research staff posts on the net on my World Affairs Brief website every single day.
Okay, well, I certainly recommend Joel's World Affairs Brief, and not only that, I recommend the three books that he's written on strategic relocation and the safe home, on how to build a safe room in your home. And we do carry all three of Joel's books, vitally important for anybody who really wants to begin making preparations for the difficult times that lie ahead. And I would just say, Joel, that I think that you are among our very best sellers at the present time. We've moved a lot of your books, and we really appreciate the opportunity to make these available to people.
What's that telephone number they call to get those books, Stan?
1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. And just ask for a list of Joel's books. We carry all three of them.
Well, thank you, Stan. That's a great recommendation. Certainly, Radio Liberty is worthy of your listeners' support. Well, the final recommendation, two recommendations, I guess there's three that I haven't covered yet, that Doug Casey says. First of all, farewell to Fannie and Freddie Mac. Nationalizing the mortgage industry was a terrible idea. He's certainly right about that. This idea is now should be expired. The loans these zombie institutions hold should be pumped out into the market at whatever the free market will pay, which won't be much, and then shut their doors. Yeah, Fannie and Freddie, of course, are the people who put together all of these subprime mortgages and marketed them to the rest of the world. And this never would have happened in the private market had not government guaranteed this. Well, he says we also need to institute a flat tax at a level that everyone will happily pay. That would be less than 10%. The reason I'm opposed to a flat tax now is that, first of all, It wouldn't get rid of the IRS. You still have to, they still have to scrutinize what people make. We really need to get out of the income tax business altogether. I don't like adding a VAT tax or any other type of tax because you still have the income tax. They may promise to lower it, but the more taxes you give the government, the more they can tweak up one or two little ones on the side, and then eventually it rises to horrendous proportions, like the income tax has started at 1%. And now, in fact, at one time during World War II, went up to about 70 or 80%. And in some countries, it's much higher. But even with this, you know, the tax rate is still down around 35%. But when you count Social Security, that's another 15% for self-employed. And then state taxes, which are about 7%. You're talking about over 50% of your income goes to government. Well, a flat tax, of course, would be ruled unfair by the leftists and progressives, which don't want the poor to pay anything, to which I might respond, says Doug Casey, look at the facts. One of the biggest differences between America in its youth and the lands where the citizenry came was that in America there was none of the entrenched classes that dog so many countries today. As an added advantage, a flat tax would result in a wholesale shedding of accountants, lawyers, IRS employees, and more. Lastly, he says, link the money to something that limits the ability of government to print the stuff up at will. Of course, he recommends some kind of gold standard. You could use many other commodities. Gold and silver and platinum seem to be the best because they're divisible, they're safe, they're easy to store, and they have lots of concentrated wealth. There's no question these solutions would leave the economy in smoking ruins, in worse shape even than at the height of the Great Depression. But while the devil is in the details, the argument for pulling the trigger on the smoking ruin solution is understandable by getting back to the positive incomes that would result. In other words, what he's saying basically is, yes, because our economy is so much constructed around false debt, false influences of injection of money from government, et cetera, there would be a major collapse of the economy. But when it's all over, the economy gets back to a real free market, the overhang of unpayable government debt would be gone. He said, unshackled from high taxes and excessive regulations and freed from the fear that any moment some change in the regulations at the whim of a bureaucrat will knock the pins out of underneath business, he said all of a sudden the U.S. would become the most stable and predictable place to do business in the world. The debt bubble would deflate. As it now stands, we can't even tally all of the outstanding bad loans, let alone who ultimately owns the debt. Housing prices would fall to a point at which the people could afford houses again. In any case, the dollar would once again be a trustworthy currency, especially if it were backed by commodities. It would once again return to be the model for the rest of the world. Now, that's tough medicine, but that's exactly what this country needs, and unfortunately it never happened because it has been my philosophy and as a political scientist that people will never give up benefits. They have to be forced, they'll be taken away from them. They will never give up majoritarian rights to take from other people's pocketbooks. It must be taken from them, and that's why many people have predicted that once you lose your liberties through socialism, that only war and revolution brings them back.
Well, I hate to think about it, but I'm sure you're right. I mean, everybody wants to have their constitutional rights, but how many people want to give up Social Security and Medicare and all the wonderful benefits we get from the government? And most people would say, but, you know, I'm entitled to them, or I paid into it, or, and people don't understand. It's a Ponzi scheme. It's been found out that it's a Ponzi scheme. There's no money there. You have no claim because there's nothing there, and you ought to go after Bernie Madoff and the congressmen that are responsible for this, but don't expect the government's going to be able to provide for you, because the most carefully kept secret is government doesn't have any money other than what it takes from us by force, by what it borrows or what it prints and then destroys the value of our currency. Government doesn't have any money. Go right ahead.
Well, you know, the state secrets doctrine is coming back with a vengeance. I don't think we're ever going to be free from this because of a 1953 Supreme Court ruling.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment.
Tax problems, IRS notices, credit card debt? Get professional help from local attorney Chelsea Victor at 303-702-0591. The Law Office of Chelsea Victor provides affordable, compassionate, and professional representation. Call today for a free initial consultation. The Law Office of Chelsea Victor, redefining legal representation one client at a time. That's 303-702-0591, 303-702-0591. If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival. Zabel Construction is a family-owned and operated business. They're able to handle the big jobs and the small ones, from additions and remodels to decks and drywall. Over 45 years of combined experience, they're reliable and trustworthy. For a free estimate, email them at zabelconstruction@hotmail.com. That's Z-A-B-E-L construction@hotmail.com, or call Mark at 303-579-5325. Licensed and insured, Zabel Construction. For the finest in home security, you want Fine Line Security, a family-owned business. They install, service, and repair any CCTV system, including DVRs. Free estimates are available. Free security evaluations, including existing systems, emergency repairs, and loaner equipment. Call Scott at 303-550-8202. They also have lease options available for CCTV security. Always professional, neat, and excellent workmanship. Home automation wireless solution for doors and driveways also available. 303-550-8202. Fine Line Security.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the American Freedom Network, and certainly our guest this morning, Joel Skousen, last segment of the program. Joel, go right ahead.
Well, we're talking about the Obama administration, who decried the use of the state secrets doctrine during the Bush administration as using it itself. Another proof that the powers that be control both political parties. We never get change. Benjamin Mohammed, a British resident, was among five plaintiffs who claimed the CIA tortured them. But a divided federal appeals court, Ninth Circuit, the most liberal in the nation, citing the Obama administration evoked the state secrets privilege, and a divided court ruled that Boeing subsidiary Jeppesen, accused of helping the CIA transport detainees to foreign prisons to be tortured, is immune from prosecution because of the state secrets doctrine. Claiming it was bound by a 1953 Supreme Court precedent requiring judges to dismiss cases if litigating them would expose government secrets and imperil national security. Well, this is just a terrible ruling because the courts have no business requiring that judges defend government secrets in general. You can only defend government secrets specifically on the substance of the secret. You've got to make a determination. Someone's got to make a determination whether government secrets do in fact imperil national security, or if they're in fact covering for evils the government is performing. They should be exposed and should be sanctioned by the courts. Well, the judge who wrote for the majority, Raymond Fisher, claims that although we as judges strive to honor all of the principles of liberty, there are times when exceptional circumstances create an irreconcilable conflict between them. What do you mean exceptional? How is sustaining the state secrets doctrine in any way exceptional if the courts justify its use in virtually every case? I mean, how can you say that's exceptional? But here is the proof that governments have no intention of reigning in this doctrine. They have never once examined the actual substance of any secret being brought before the courts, whether or not it is valid. In every recent case, they have simply affirmed the entire right of government to keep secrets. They have never ruled on the validity of the substance of any such secret. And the only way you can tell if the government claimed right is valid is to analyze the secret and see, is this a valid use of government security? They've never done that, Stan, not once.
But you know, the thing that really disturbs me more than anything, who are they keeping it secret from? Are we keeping it secret from Osama bin Laden? Are we keeping it secret from Putin or from the Chinese dictator that we installed? Or are we keeping it secret from the American people? And that's what it's all about. I mean, this is being used to cover for the fact that the government authorized torture. The president lied to the American people who said we had never authorized torture. And then, of course, he had to admit that he had. And I believe, of course, that is a criminal act. It violates every concept of Christian concept of law. And where is the outcry from our Christian leaders? That is what really bothers me. I mean, this man was suing because he'd been tortured, and, oh, we can't bring that out because it's national secret. Well, who are we keeping it a secret from?
Absolutely right. In an unrelated story on Wired.com, a federal appeals court said Tuesday the government may obtain cell phone information on customers without a probable cause warrant under the Fourth Amendment. Well, the decision by the Third Court of Appeals basically said that a lower court could, in fact, request a warrant on probable cause, but essentially they're basically saying it's not an absolute right under the Fourth Amendment to have a warrantless search or to have a warranted search, but it's at the discretion of the judges. And, you know, that's just not the way that the Fourth Amendment was written. It just said no warrant shall be issued without probable cause. No warrant. None. And they just continue to interpret their way around these things. So, as I have said often in my speeches before, the Constitution is dead. They only enforce it when it's convenient for them, but in fact it's dead because they view themselves, judges and Congress and the President, the ability to walk all over the Constitution anytime it becomes inconvenient to them.
And nobody wants to say these people are subversives. They are intentionally subverting our Constitution. They violated the oath that they've sworn. And why won't anybody call them subversive?
Well, there's a great deal of conspiracy involved here. One of the biggest conspiracies, you find in little ways, just like when Ron Paul was trying to get a declaration of war in the war of Iraq to force the Republicans to follow the Constitution. House Chairman Henry Hyde said, oh, that's an anachronism. We just don't do that anymore, declare war. I mean, here he swore an oath to the Constitution. And when Ron Paul went to get tape recordings of him saying that so he could hold his feet to the fire, both C-SPAN, a private corporation, said that their equipment had malfunctioned, and the government taping service claimed that that portion of the hearing had malfunctioned. I mean, what are the chances that this equipment from two companies, remember, we're talking about multiple tape recorders and multiple video machines, we're not talking about just one, that everything malfunctioned? I don't think so. This was obviously a telephone call from powerful forces saying, you're to edit that out.
And
that's,
we don't
conspiracy.
Want the American people to know that we don't believe in the Constitution. The Constitution is dead. We're heading towards a dictatorship. But we will not let the American people understand until it's too late.
Well, in other news, Afghanistan is in the news with the fall of the Kabul Bank, one of the major insider banks. That it's actually a recent bank. It became big because, in fact, the United States has poured some $425 billion into the country. This is a country that only had a gross national product of $29 billion before the war started. So where does all this money go, especially when it comes into the country mostly as cash to pay off warlords and buy? The United States buys its way around trying to gain the allegiance of this very, very corrupt company. It goes into new bank money and Kabul Bank, and they invested in Dubai, and all of the major players were investing in Dubai, which has become kind of a tax haven, a safety haven for the powers that be out of Europe and the Middle East. Even Eric Prince, the former Blackwater owner, has moved to Dubai to get out of the reach of the law. And that's where this money is going. It's a real corruption thing.
Well, we're out of time, Joe. We'll talk to you next week. God bless. Thanks so very much. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Stan.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, and I hope you enjoy our conversation with Joel. He always has a great deal of information. You'd be interested in getting his books. That's the Strategic Relocation, the Safe Home, or How to Build a Safe Room in Your Home. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. And then I want to mention, we're having our all-day conference on the 17th of October, bringing in people from across the country, great speakers. Dr. A will be there with a different message on vaccines. Paul Williams will be there. He's the expert on the Islamic terrorist movement here in the United States. And, of course, he has worked for many years with the FBI, and now the FBI is not concerned about the Islamic training camps. And they are here. There's at least 60 of them. There are all sorts of terrorist schools here in the United States where the young people are being indoctrinated in the radical form of Islam. And who's financing it? Why, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for financing the best enemies money can buy, your tax money. Well, you know, certainly, and then we'll have Sheriff Mack, but hope you can come. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. You need reservations, and we're really doing very well. Certainly we've still got about 45 days, something like that, 40 days before the program, and we're doing quite well. So we hope that you can make it. And if you are coming, you're going to have your hotel reservations within the next week because they shut off the special rate within this next week. Then, of course, we hope you're going to have read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. We hope that you will get the various pamphlets we put together on all sorts of subjects, whether it be on money, whether it would be happening on September 11th. And the question would be, why were there no planes in the air to intercept those 19 Islamic terrorists? And why are a number of them still alive? I mean, they're alive and they're living over in the Near East. How could those people who died that day be brought back to life? Isn't that strange? Or the passports that survived the crash into the North Tower, but the black boxes disappeared. They just burned up, but the passports survived. Isn't that strange? And why was there no wreckage there in front of the Pentagon, the little hole about 14, maybe 20 feet across at the most? This whole great big airliner disappeared in there, the wings, the motors, the tail, you know, which was certainly a couple of stories high. And how did that get in that little tiny hole? What really happened on September 11th? Well, we've got that covered in our pamphlets. so much material available. Go to our website, RadioLiberty.com. Look at the books and the videos and the DVDs and the tape sets and the CD sets. Help us get the information out. You've got to get people educated. Find what they're interested in. Are they interested in the fact that they're going to lose their money? Is it interested in the fact that they're poisoning our children? Is it interested in the fact that they are poisoning the American people and they're putting things in the food that they know will destroy their health? Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, RadioLiberty.com. RadioLiberty.com. You've got to help us get the information out. We can't do it without you, but as more and more people are waking up, and they are waking up, and the people on the other side, the evil ones, the people in the Brotherhood of Darkness, are concerned. But remember, this is a spiritual battle. Our job is to do our best, but in the end result, and the end analysis, why the battle is the Lord's. But we're called upon to be involved, not to sit back and do absolutely nothing. Yes, we want to teach people about what's going on. We want to teach them the scriptures, but we also want to show how it is applicable to today. And so until tomorrow, until Monday, when we'll be with you again, Dr. Dan.